Did you know that YouTube is spending $7 million to help independent journalists, newsrooms, and other creators like that start their own channels? Coming up on Jax Daily, I've got news for you on YouTube and also why they are putting so much money into independent news initiatives right here on AVA Live Radio. So you may know, or maybe you might not know, that social media has been up against the wall in the last few years. Certainly Facebook has found its automated machine circulating bad news and fake news, and so has Twitter. I mean, unfortunately, some of the worst stories that are totally untrue get so much attention that they end up viral, and the stuff that's really real doesn't. And that's been a huge problem. But YouTube seems to be interested, very, very interested in establishing digital first newsrooms. Now, this is interesting too, because it comes at a time when I find a lot of people not trusting the internet anymore. They really have found that social media is almost a waste of time, but just a good way to connect with people, but not a good way to find your news. They don't even know if the news websites out there are legit. And it's been really tricky trying to figure it out, I have to say. I tend to follow just a very short handful of people that I really like, know, and trust. And even they don't give me a full idea of what's going on out there in the news. Even on the news, I find that they're retracting so much and they're just kind of jumping the gun on a lot of stories. So it's really, really difficult. You have to kind of watch everything and take it with a grain of salt. But YouTube is spending $7 million on two new initiatives aimed to help independent journalists and digital first newsrooms launch their own channels on YouTube. This could be a way moving forward that we can start to trust some of the journalists. But, you know, remember, these are newcomers and they're newsrooms. So they will have some margin of error, just human factors, right? Tim Katz, the platform's head of news partnership, told Axios that YouTube is investing in the pair of programs. The pair is because users want more trustworthy videos in news content sectors. He said, "We see our users coming to the platform and looking for news. We believe it's our responsibility to those users to give them access to authoritative news and information, but especially ones that are presented clearly and honestly." Both news initiatives, the Creator Program for Independent Journalists and the Sustainability Lab for Digital First Newsrooms, will disperse financial grants and offer professional training. Professional training is a really good thing, because you know, these days, a lot of people don't really know what responsible journalism actually is. Newsrooms and journalists will be running their own YouTube channels and putting up the programming. The Creator Program will select 40 to 60 journalists from around the world that will receive grants of up to $50,000 each. Recipients will also have access to video production tools and business development training, per Axios. As for the Sustainability Lab, it will give 20 to 30 digital newsrooms grants of up to $200,000 and explicitly aimed at helping them build sustainable businesses on YouTube. Not only giving them money, but also teaching them how they can turn it into an income. Recipients will reportedly work with the video journalism specialists to learn the best practices. It's not clear when the programs will be accepting applications from journalists and newsrooms, but I have a feeling they're going to look to their own on YouTube as a way to reward people who are already promoting news and journalism on YouTube and already getting it right. This is the first time YouTube has made its own investment in news content, but I think it's really showing that they're taking a step forward, and what our future is going to look like could be something much different than it is today. I'd have to say that the people on TV better watch their step and be sure to get into the YouTube development of newsrooms, but also remember to be really responsible journalists. Google's 300 million news initiative is a parent company, and that kickoff in 2018 and seed funding and a variety of news-related projects certainly has had its issues. I mean, giving local newsrooms more access to technology is a win, totally. But with it, it had a lot of drawbacks. Hopefully they'll get through that in the years ahead. This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. I hope you guys like this little news bulletin. I'll be watching more for the independent newsrooms on YouTube and see what they look like. The future is ours, and you never know what's coming up. We'll just have to keep our eyes open and our ears pierced.